22.
Correct. And then changing it from lots to condominium units. It's a different platting process. Mm-hmm. The declarations have to be recorded per state statute.
But still the same purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Same purpose.
Yep. Nothing else has changed. Mm-hmm.
Does the commission have any questions for Mr. Corey at this time? Okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So at this time, since we are holding this as a public hearing, is there anyone in the audience that is signed up to speak in favor of this project? Is there anyone in favor of or in opposition? So, okay, so since I hear no one in favor of it, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in opposition to this proposal? Okay. If you've signed up, please step forward to the podium and state your name.
Hi, I'm Jessica Christensen. And I guess I should start with a question because I just want to understand what's happening. I think maybe you all probably, I recognize a couple of you, but we own Landing View Campground. We acquired quite a few parcels above where Mr. Corey's properties are. So has it already, have the other parcels already been rezoned for nightly rentals? Did I miss that?
They are. The order, if I remember right, I'm going off memory, was contingent upon them hitting a few different things. I think it was done in 2022.
Okay.
So have they met all those requirements to where it would automatically be rezoned?
So it was rezoned upon the requirements being met.
I understand.
Almost. I mean, the plat that they presented was a lot plat, and it mm-hmm. met. I mean, they were yeah. there. They were just in the process of sending me a final and getting it signed and recorded, and once that was recorded, then it would be rezoned to NR. So yes, the roads have been vacated. They have the 50-foot right-of-way platted, and then the plat is where it needs to be recorded. So, and then they came up with the change from lots to condominium units.
And this is with the addition of this property. So the section that we're dealing with is just the highlighted section this morning, not the whole parcel.
Right. And I guess Charlie has, you know, my husband has been down here on the property, and we're locals now. So obviously we want to be good neighbors, and I had just a few questions of the planning and zoning trying to understand, and I don't feel like those were answered, so if you all don't mind. I just don't know, is there a maximum size of house, maximum number of bedrooms? Has there been a traffic study?
Sorry, not a, he's just asking a question as soon as he's finished.
And all of them for the condominium unit. Nope, it would be in one
corner of
the
dust. Okay, so
just,
I missed it.
Well,
yeah.
Kind of. So the rezone is just for that one lot.
Yes.
And then, but then the zoning change to units would be on all of them.
Right. So the unit change will be for the whole thing.
Correct. Okay. The purpose is still the same.
So I don't remember everything that was presented. I didn't look back at the 2022 meeting, or I didn't study it when it came through the process and came before them, and that order was approved and recorded. Like the commissioner said, they just had a few items they had to hit. So I don't remember all the factors that were brought to that meeting. There was quite a bit of discussion about the curve and the road and the access.
Right.
Entrance into Amherst.
There is a tape of that meeting, if they
want. An audio tape.
An audio tape.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, you know, I understand clearly. I mean, we went from agriculture to RV1, so I'm just trying to figure out what we can do just to protect our investment, right? Because we have invested millions, and I just need to make sure that whatever happens here is best for, obviously, the locals, because we're local now, but also for our investment and everyone else. So, and I don't know what that looks like, but if there's any opportunity to still do a traffic study or look at the economics or figure out a way to get more deep dive into, you know, how big the houses are going to be, how tall they're going to be, and those type of things, I'm interested in that, if that's an opportunity that is still there.
Scott, could you please show on the map exactly where their land is at, where they're located at? It's all of where the dozing and everything took place there.
May I approach and I'll show you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We acquired several different
ones. Yeah, I'll pull them all up here.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
So we have this as RV1. This is commercial. Mm-hmm. That's commercial, and then this is residential, which we've maintained as residential. So we're obviously the closest neighbor and have the most to lose. We want to have a good relationship with Mr. Corey. I just want to make sure, again, that I know what exactly is happening. I feel like...
Well, there's the possibility of nightly rental and condos. Yours is an RV lot, so they're not going to be bringing RVs in there to set up. So is that your question? As far, like,
no,
it's going to interrupt with the business that you guys have created?
No, I guess I'm just trying to figure out, because I think the people originally sold it because they were denied nightly rental. And so we didn't buy it because they were denied nightly rental. It was a different plot design. You know, I think they had a tiny home setup happening.
Has that ever been before us to be zoned, changed until we did in 2022? I don't remember seeing that, but I could be wrong.
It seems like those nightly rentals came through before we had the zoning.
So it went through the board, not through the commission?
Yeah, just through the board.
Okay.
So obviously, we all know after this horrible rain and 76 was shut down and all kinds of issues with traffic and all of that. So I want to be a good neighbor. I'm not against progress. I just want to make sure that it doesn't interfere with our investment and the experience of our guests and the revenue that we're bringing in.
So I do remember in the planning meetings that have come through, the tiny home village, if you see all these red tick marks, each one of those is a single lot.
Right.
So somebody could buy two of those and put a house. There's literally 160. You could probably put 80
right.
to 100 homes on these parcels because sewer's there.
Right.
I mean, is it feasible? Yeah, maybe not. But so the traffic was discussed versus the number of homes that could be put in
right.
versus the 20.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
I think
that's why it's limited to the 20.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I get that. But I think we all know how vacation rentals are. Mr. Corey's from out of state. You know, it hurts the property values in terms for the locals. It prices people out. It's hard to get a good measure then of what your house is actually worth if you want to live here full time. And so just the economic impact is something that should be considered from my perspective. And so I just trying to get a grasp of, you know, what's happening exactly.
So if we're talking about this specific lot,
mm-hmm.
Scott, does that change the amount? There's still only 20 homes to the entire development, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not adding any additional homes or any additional units, structures, whatever they're going to be called. By going into condo style, I'm assuming the purpose of that is so that an HOA of some kind or condo owners association. So you're not building condominium structures. You're just building 20 units, single family structures. So I think anything we do today does not change or affect anything that they can already do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Am I wrong in that statement?
No, that's a correct statement.
And Scott, if I remember right, the road was improved upon. He voluntarily improved upon the entrance and so forth of the
correct,
road.
Correct.
That's all discussed
They're
at the time.
On that. Yeah.
But I'm just saying anything we do today does not change.
No. All of that took place.
Anything that's already put in place from 2 years ago.
Right.
And not
provided
that this
that they
is
meet those conditions. Right.
Not that this is an issue on this, but you mentioned the road and the floodings and everything. And I do know we've had to be out there different times over the flooding that has been on the neighbor of mud in his house and so forth coming down. I'm assuming maybe all that's taken care of now.
I mean, they were out there working. I mean, I don't know about the neighbor specifically, but, you know, the road seems to be repaired. So.
And again, I'm assuming you're talking about the main highway through there, E-76,
right.
not...
Mm-hmm.
Amherst or
right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anything we do today changes what they can already do.
Okay. Perfect.
Does that help? Still have any other questions?
Sure.
You're more sorry.
Yes. No, you're fine. Go ahead, sir.
Just a couple things here. So I thought we're going to rezone this. By the way, good morning, Commission. I thought we were doing this for all nightly rental for the entire package. It's like now too, correct? We're updating the one lot or track, but then we're also approving everything to be turned to nightly rental. Is that?
So it's already nightly rental?
No.
Contingent upon, they meet those criteria. They've met those criteria. Again, my assumption is, or what I'm, my understanding is they can put in 20 units, still call it NR1. They're changing it from that, from a, what's a single family, NR1 to a condo.
Still NR1, condominium style platting.
So the condo association will own all the exterior, I don't know how it's structured.
Yeah, the road, right, so then we're not going to, road bridges is not taking over the road, so we're going to maintain the road, we're going to maintain the common areas,
exterior. Yeah, so that's in the exteriors. Okay. So all that does is change what they maintain, what they take care of, versus what the owners of those units would take care of.
Okay, is there any plan of height of the buildings or total amount of units inside each condo? So I was just told 8 total units.
So 20.
And 2-story high.
It's 20.
So now it's 20.
It's always been 20.
And so what's about the height in?
We don't have any limitations on that.
Yeah, it's 30-some feet from 30-something the highest
feet now?
Adjacent grade. Well, no, that's our limit in our zoning regs. We don't have any building applications yet, so I don't know. But they would be limited.
Well, I think the biggest thing is hard to tell from, obviously, the airplane view here, but the satellite here, but we're called Landing View Campground. It's called Landing View for a reason. You know, we do our kind of perch up on the hill, and we can see the landing very well. And, you know, I encourage each of you guys to come look at some reviews and see what people are saying about it. You know, we are very, you know, accepting to locals as well. We have a lot of people coming down that I think some you guys know real well that probably come quite often to our place and love the views, love to be able to see the landing, love to be able to see Lake Taneycomo. I think our biggest concern, you know, like my wife had said, just protecting our investment is blocking all those views out. So something we've been kind of grown accustomed to and loved. And this satellite image you have here was while we were under construction, obviously, you know, even where the four little, I don't know, they're campers or tiny homes, whatever they look like. You know, that's, we have a great view right there of Lake Taneycomo. And one of my biggest concerns is just being able to see that the view and allowing all of our guests to experience what we've been able to experience now for several years here. And then just another piece of this is we originally had came to you guys, to the commission, to Scott, to everybody else, and we were going to build our own road off Hillcrest. You know, we were shut down many a times. Because, you know, it wasn't feasible, and the traffic study said you couldn't turn that close off the corner there. It's a dangerous corner. We had several people in opposition against even us that says, hey, it's too dangerous, can't do it. You guys shut us down, even though we were going to pay the same thing. We did spend, you know, $1 million in infrastructure, building our own road, bringing it up to our own property, because, you know, we were advised by you guys that it wouldn't be allowed to come off Hillcrest. Even though we were going to blast out off Hillcrest, build a new road, you guys shut it down, said it wasn't feasible, wasn't going to work, and it was too dangerous of a corner. But now, what I'm hearing correctly is now it's been rezoned, approved, and ready to rock and roll to come even closer off the curve, and now have a new road coming in that's once again nightly rentals. So I guess I'm just wondering how we got shut down. We couldn't do it, but yet this one's closer to the curve, and it's all of a sudden fine. Because we spent, like I said, we've got $1 million tied up into a road and infrastructure just to make this happen. We could have had a couple hundred thousand in a road from that direction. But you guys told us no. So okay. How come all of a sudden this is okay?
Again, I vaguely remember, I voted against your project.
I remember, yeah.
And so and my concern was we already have a lot of traffic on that road, especially pulling campers, RVs, and those types of things. State highway, we can't make the improvements. I remember that aspect. I remember I had a concern of down here where it was a road that the properties actually didn't touch, and that was a publicly platted road, if I remember right.
Correct.
So I remember that. I don't remember the Hillcrest Street and denying any of that. So again, was that done in front of the commission, or was that done prior to when it went just to the board?
I remember the discussion of Hillcrest.
Well, regardless,
I mean, you're right. Regardless whether it was just the commission or just the board, I mean, if the commission's not.
You say you guys. I just want to make sure we're on the same. Cause I don't remember that aspect because I'm sure I would have voted against that as well. Honestly, don't know how I voted on the 2022 one. I've had multiple votes since then. I'm sure we can look it up. But regardless, it's already in. It's already going to happen. It's not going to change. The action of today will not change anything that's already put in place. So whether we agree with you or disagree with you, on anything you've said,
okay.
The actions of today will not change anything that's already put in place.
Okay. So it was like I said, just kind of backing up a little bit.